This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. There is a deal in place now to get aid into Gaza, but AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports it is very fragile, and hospitals in the territory say they are on the verge of collapse.
President Biden announced that aid would finally be allowed into Gaza, but added that if Hamas confiscates aid,
it will end.
White House officials confirmed that the aid will start moving Friday at the earliest. Ahmed Al-Mantari from the World Health Organization said that aid is crucial right now in Gaza to keep the hospitals going.
Availability of water is really very worrying, clean water in these hospitals. Availability of fuel, which may be sufficient for a few hours, which ultimately means that no fuel means no electricity in these hospitals.
Egypt's foreign minister said that supplies will go in under the supervision of the UN. I'm Karen Chamas.
According to the news service Reuters, which is quoting a Hamas-aligned news agency, an Israeli strike has killed the head of the Hamas-led National Security Forces, Jihad Mishin. The members of his family were also killed in their house during the strike. The European Commission on Thursday said it had sent Meta and TikTok a request for information on the measures the companies have taken to comply with obligations related to the spread of disinformation and illegal content. The Commission said it had asked the companies to clarify what they would do to protect the integrity of elections and following the terrorist attacks across Israel by Hamas, in particular with regard to the dissemination and amplification of illegal content and disinformation. This is VOA News. Voters in Venezuela on Sunday will choose a unity candidate from about 10 hopefuls to represent the country's opposition in the 2024 presidential elections, when President Nicolas Maduro is expected to seek re-election. The primary will be the first held by Venezuela's opposition in more than 10 years. A favorite, Maria Corina Machado, is barred from holding public office in a move criticized by the opposition and the U.S. alike. It is not clear what will happen if she wins the primary. Fact-checkers in Liberia are helping sanitize Liberia's media space in an election season that political watchers describe as volatile. By verifying and dispelling negative claims by political parties and supporters on traditional and social media, fact-checkers say they've been able to reduce incidents of chaos during the election process. Senator Tord reports from Monrovia.
In the Waterside Market in Monrovia, Liberia, fact-checking journalists interview market traders and authorities to verify a riot reported on social media a few hours earlier. They say the news had caused fear and panic and agitated sections of the youth. They found, however, that the social media report was misleading. Another false report, like the ones they say have been flooding Liberia's media landscape during the ongoing election season. As Liberia's election appears to head toward a runoff, media watchers continue to advocate for responsible journalism to promote peace. Sena Anutod, VOA News, Monrovia.
A decades-old ban on cruising in low-slung cars known as lowriders has been lifted in California, paving the way for the tricked-out vehicles and their enthusiasts to drive freely around California streets starting January 1st. The state became the first to repeal an ordinance that for years cited and outlawed modified classic cars from parading city streets. Many in the low-riding community say the ban disproportionately targeted communities of color and wrongfully associated the culture with crime.
These ordinances that were placed in the different cities throughout the state of California were really targeting the black and brown communities. You know, you couldn't have a hot rod or a Corvette club cruising up and down the streets. Nothing was said to them. But when you have some low riders cruising up and down, they're targeted, they're stopped.
United Lowrider Coalition President Jovita Arellano. The group's vice president said they are happy. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.